Before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, earlier we spoke with SOS's Jim Stickley about a very important topic that that everybody who has kids needs to know about it right now, and it is children as online targets. What every parent needs to know. Oh my gosh, identity theft is everywhere, but they're also attacking your kids, and it can be very, very dangerous. And in this clip, Jim explains the possible dangers to this in a couple of real-world examples that are happening right now. Very, very scary, sobering stuff. And Jim gives us his take on it. Really good stuff here from Jim, so check it out. So, all right, I want to bring this to a reality here. You have a couple of stories that really brings this to, again, a reality, what we've been talking about here. And this happened to some friends of yours. So if you want to,
you're talking about, so what happened? This is creepy. So this is getting more into the victimization. You know, people oftentimes talk about the identity theft side of things, but obviously there's the scary side of the internet when it comes to children being victimized in a million different ways. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, you kind of like are going about your life and you don't really think how bad it can get. And we had some family friends that this just, I mean, it's still going on right now. Mm-hmm. So they have a 17-year-old daughter and, either I'm going crazy or there's a gnat flying around my head. I've just lost my mind. Can you hear the music? No. So basically, they one day are talking to their daughter, and she tells them, "Oh, she's got a boyfriend." And they're like, "That's kind of interesting. It's COVID. You haven't been out. How do you have a boyfriend?" And then she's like, "Oh, I met him online. We've been dating for a while now, you know." And they're like, "Okay, you know." And at first, they kind of took it as kind of low risk, like this guy. They can't see each other. So, hey, this is probably the best dating situation they could ever run into. So they were kind of okay with it. So and at first, you know, he was supposedly just into college. So a little bit older, but not that bad. So they were all pumped. Well, then over time, she starts acting stranger and more distant from the family and starts getting weirder and weirder. And they start trying to like figure out what's going on. And so they start asking more questions and trying to find out who this guy is. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, they start doing their own research. And this guy's like 33 and she's 17. And so they're like, whoa, hey, this is creepy. You know, this is a mess. Yeah. And the daughter's like, well, I love him anyway. You know, I'm going to continue to love him. Like, and they're like, no, this guy's a creeper. Like, you need to get out of this. So then she's like, no. So they're like kind of fighting on that. Well, it turns out he's also now sending her money. So he's Venmoing her. He's Venmoed her over $1,000. And so then they're like, oh my gosh, because that's like, it's not, hey, it's a gift. Like, no one's sending you $1,000 for nothing. And so that's where it starts getting creepy. He's in another state. Like, is he trying to get her to go and purchase a ticket to somehow get to him? Like, so now they're freaking out. And so they're dealing with this right now. And it all started just literally from her meeting somebody online through like TikTok or one of those things where she had posted something, they commented, and they struck up this relationship. And that's what these creepers are doing, is they're literally just stalking people, and then they groom them so that at first they say they're the same age. Then they, you know, they're adults. They're grown adults that can have this mind control over children, where they literally slow play it out, say exactly what these kids want to hear, you know, build them up, tell them how pretty they are, tell them how wonderful they are, tell them how much their parents suck and how their parents are holding them down. So, you know, alienate them from their parents and then basically build this strong bond. So then even if they find out later they're older, yeah, they're bothered, but they're still so hooked in that they just ignore it. And they're just like, oh no, we're in love forever. And it's a mess.
Oh, that's like every parent's nightmare right there, you know, especially dealing with the online stuff.
Yeah. And this is like a normal, like, these are good people, good family. Like, there's like, it's not like you look at them and you go, oh yeah, I can see why that would happen. It'd be like normal, you know, just a normal teenage girl that this just happened to. And I think during COVID, it's been really easy for the predators because everybody's online right now. And so, and everybody's vulnerable. Everybody's missing human contact. Everybody's missing their friends. So they're getting lonelier and lonelier. So it just makes a floodgate for these predators.
So, and then, so the criminals or AKA predators. So how they meet them on TikTok or one of these social media. Yeah, I mean, obviously TikTok's the top one right now. So, but
it's any of those. And it's Depending on the age, sometimes, you know, if it's like, you know, true like pedophiles, they'll start just like going through people's social media posts, looking for little kids, mm-hmm. and then trying to like talk to the parents and say like, oh, I'm a photographer and creepy stuff like that, try to find out more about them. As they get older, then they get into TikToks, a lot of gaming stuff. Where now, you know, you get these people that are, everybody has their headphones on and they're playing their video games. And parents just assume everybody's just playing the same video games. That's what they're talking about. But again, these predators will get on, they'll befriend these kids through the video games, get to know them, and then again, start grooming them for whatever they want. One of the key signs is always where they try to alienate them from their parents. They try to get them to stop telling their parents stuff like, you know, your parents are bad. The more you tell them, the more they'll use it against you. So whatever you do, don't tell them this stuff. And so that's where it gets really creepy, but it's always kind of that same MO where they start out as friends through whatever system they can to have communication where the parents might not be involved in that communication.
Gosh. Oh my gosh. So communication with your kids is key from day one, for sure. Keep that.
That's it. I mean, communication is everything right now. I mean, like, I know that, you know, kids get mad when you tell them, hey, I want to look at your phone. But if you have a kid and he's under 18 or she's under 18, and you're not looking at their phone on a constant basis, if they tell you they don't want to give you the passcode, that is the time you need to insist on getting the passcode. Like, that is your biggest red. The day they don't want you to know what they're doing to that level, and I get it. Like, kids want privacy, and the older they get, they need to feel they have it. But they also need to understand that you're not doing this because you give a crap about their social life. You're doing this because you care about them. And all you're doing is just making sure that there's just no crazies out there. And so it's, again, talking to them a lot, talking to them constantly, like, you know, having those conversations. Did you meet anybody new? Who's this person? Like, going on their Xbox account and looking to see who are they friends with and say, who is this person? How do you know them? Who did you meet them through? Like, the more information you can find out from them, if they go, oh, you know, it's just some random person and they contacted me, and you go, okay, well, let's find out more about that person. Like, you want to find out as much as you can about all this. And it's work. I mean, this is a constant, because every day they're meeting new people and you have to stay on top of it. Otherwise, it's too little too late.
Yeah, got that right. Yeah, once they get their hooks in them, ooh, that's so hard to reverse. You had another story as well. Did you want to share real quick?
Yeah. Another one of these ones that's really, I didn't realize this. And I like to think I've got my finger kind of on the pulse on things. So, you know, marijuana, especially, I'm in California, and marijuana is just, I mean, you can't walk down the street without somebody somewhere smoking marijuana. That's, it's just true. Kind of how it is now. It's mainstream. But, you know, kids are still not supposed to be doing it.
Right.
And it turns out that we had some other family friends that just ran into this problem where their kids started getting marijuana, and they were like, okay, you know, well, how did you get it? And they go, oh, well, you just go on to any of the major social media like Snapchat or Instagram, and you can just buy it there. And they're like, what are you talking about? And they go, yeah, like, other kids will advertise their dealers through Snapchat or through Instagram so that they get then special perks and extra stuff.
Oh, affiliate marketing. I've heard of that.
It's absolutely marketing, grassroots campaigns, right? Guerrilla style marketing. And so these kids advertise to each other. Then, like, for example, with Snapchat, you meet your drug dealer, I guess. You know, it sounds terrible when you say that way. It's just pop, but it's still a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. They meet them through Snapchat, and then they'll do a snap map of where they want to physically meet. And then these kids will sneak out. They'll say they're going to go hang out with their friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. They'll go to the park, or they'll go somewhere nearby, and the person will pull up, give them their stuff. They give them their money, and they go away. And the parents have no idea this stuff's going on. And because it's all vape, it's not like the old days where if you smoked weed, your whole house smelled like weed. Mm-hmm. I mean, now you vape and you don't smell anything.
Yeah.
So
edibles, the whole thing. Yeah. So,
and edibles as well. Yeah, exactly. And it's so terrifying because you literally would have no idea this is going on, mm-hmm. because, again, with Snapchat, everything disappears almost instantly.
Yep.
So there's no real record that it even took place. So as far as you know, everything's wonderful and great. And in reality, they're using these little apps to go out and get whatever connections they need to get whatever they want.
Goodness gracious. Wow. What a reality check. Just the way it is today, for sure.
It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. And it's just going to get more and more. I don't know what the word is, because I don't want to say better. It's just going to get worse and worse, maybe, or more complex.
Complex. That is the really good way. I mean, like, because technology is great. All the social media stuff has benefits, but it has these negatives. And when you're dealing with kids, while, you know, they can't have a life anymore without social media. I mean, I remember one time we tried to punish our kid by taking away his social media, and literally it took away all of his friends, because that's how they communicate with everything. And we were like, we realize, like, you almost, if you do that, you've destroyed their entire life. Like, so it's one of these things where they need social media because that's just how their lives are now. But you need to have your finger on that pulse. You need to be monitoring. I mean, there's a ton of apps that are out there that you can install to actually monitor what's going on. And if they're your kids, you have that right to do that. And, you know, I remember our kids when they were younger, we monitored every last thing. I mean, there was nothing that they could do on their phones without us knowing exactly what it was. As they've gotten older, we've given them some freedoms, and, you know, sure, we basically, they've earned our trust, and until they blow it, they've got our trust. And that's, you know, what you try to do. You try to, you know, build that trust with your kids, and hopefully they don't blow it. And if they do, I would shove all those things right back on their phone, right, again. And that's just how it is.
Oh my gosh, Jim. Wow. This is quite the episode for sure. Gosh, I wish we had more time. Oh man.
No worries.
Well, I think this stuff obviously and unfortunately isn't going to go away. So there'll be probably another episode where we can focus on this as well, unfortunately. So
sadly.
Great stuff, though. Great stuff, Jim. So thank you. Thank you so much. This is going to be a huge help to many, many parents out there, and not only just, you know, credit unions, but the parents who work at credit unions and how credit unions can help out as well. So really good stuff here. So we appreciate the time, sir, as always. Well done.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Jim. Yeah, just super, super important information that you guys should take to heart and keep watch of your kids these days. Very, very dangerous stuff out there.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.